Let's go back to March 19th, 2020. I know you'd probably rather not do that, but stay with me here. The pandemic had just begun, and Adam Wiener of the band Low Cut Connie was feeling just like the rest of us.
I'm sitting on the couch. I was feeling a little bit down, you know? Is the world ending? It was just so scary. But at that moment, a few of our fans were like, please, just do something. Go live on Instagram or something.
So they did.
Are we live?
We're rolling, baby.
We are in South Philly.
Hello, internet.
We have any people with us?
For some reason, I don't know why, by the end, there were tears coming down my face. I was sweating. It was like this cathartic performance for us.
They kept the live streams coming every week for more than a year. Now they have released an album of cover songs taken from those performances, broadcasts that Wiener began to call Tough Cookies.
I wish I could swim. Somewhere in the first week or two of doing it, I kept saying to people on these live streams, you're tough. You're tougher than you know. You're going to make it through. But also, you're sweet. So I was calling for people to be both resilient, but also compassionate.
Yeah.
And I use that phrase, tough cookies.
Well, I want to read aloud how you describe tough cookies. This is from your website.
Yeah.
Tough Cookies is a concert, a church service, a support group, a strip club, a punk club, but mostly a soul music variety show.
Yeah.
There is so much to unpack right there, but can you talk about the support group aspect of all this?
Absolutely. It's been incredible watching this community of people all over the world that's been tuning in for over a year. Some of them are getting up at 6 in the morning. Some of them it's 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And they've built this little support group of tough cookies. And if somebody lost their job or they lost a loved one, I say, how are you feeling right now? And they tell us in the comments, and everybody offers them support and love. They formed a book club. They formed a dating club. There's an addiction subset of fans, you know, people dealing with addictions and grief.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become this absolutely incredible community of people with heart and soul just taking care of each other.
I can remember standing by the wall.
In your live performances, and I've seen videos of them, you have this like wild, energetic stage presence.
You gotta get up.
I'm curious, when you started live streaming, was it hard to transmit that same energy? Because you can't see any of your audience during a live stream.
Well,
how hard was that?
You know what it's like as a broadcaster.
Oh, but I'm used to it. In fact, I almost find comfort in not making eye contact with my audience. But what you do is different.
It is. I'm used to performing in front of thousands of people, hugging people, messing up people's hair. And to do it for cell phones, it was challenging at first, but you know, it's a weird thing. It's like this antenna grew on the back of my head, and I could sort of feel, just intuit, the reaction of the people watching.
So it didn't feel like the audience presence was any weaker than it would be in person.
No, I would say, everybody say, yeah! And I could hear them go, yeah! And I'd say, yeah, yeah! And they go, yeah, yeah! People over 40 countries were going, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Dress you up in my love. Dress you up in my love. Dress you up in my love. In my love. Put my head down to my toes.
I know that, you know, you also interview people on these live streams. At one point, you had a long chat with the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman. And one of the things that you two talked about was the closure of all the music venues during the pandemic. So we're approaching, hopefully, the end of the pandemic. You're used to being on the road all the time. Do you think live music will be the same after this pandemic's over?
No, I don't. I don't think anything will be the same. And I don't hope for it to be the same.
Really? Why not?
Well, our world will never be the same. We're seeing through different eyes now. And that means that live music audiences are seeing through different eyes. And so as a performer, I have to give them an experience different than I would have given them 2 years ago. When we get back on stage this fall in October, we're doing a few comeback shows, God willing. That'll be a powerful moment, but we have come to incorporate into our performances, you know, more social activism and more understanding of what our neighbors, our coworkers, our family members and friends, what they go through every day to get through life. And so I'm sort of dedicated to never again seeing entertainment as just an escape from reality. I want it to be something that's fundamental, that we need. It's like air, it's like food.
It's you, it's you.
Sitting right there in your spare bedroom, your performance space. I would love it if you could play us out with a quick song. Could you do that for us?
Absolutely. My pleasure. Before I do, I just want to thank you all so much for having me. And to all your listeners, stay strong, stay tough, and also thank you for being compassionate.
Aww.
This has been a hard year, but in a lot of ways, it's been a good year. So with that, I would like to take everybody out with a little song that I wrote called Stay As Long As You Like, that I want to dedicate to all the tough cookies out there.
The new album from Low Cut Connie is called Tough Cookies, the best of the quarantine broadcasts.